Sounds a little acoustic, a hunk of unamplified music. Not putting mics up, nor now, that's what it's totally about, that's why it's called Totally Acoustic.
So yeah, so normally I do a couple of songs now, but I'm going to do some later. So instead, we'll introduce our first act tonight. Now, there are many ways I booked acts at Totally Acoustic. Sometimes it's people I've seen and can't be bothered to go and see. Well, mostly it's people I want to go and see and can't be bothered to go out and see myself. But sometimes there are other ways. Sometimes it just involves knowing me for about 80 years and having shared a club. Actually, there's a surprising number of people who play Totally Acoustic who I've shared a combination with. And this is no exception. A brother and sister act, like the Carpenters, except more alive, and here now. So please, I'll say the flying singer is Paul and Kathy Tallman.
Corners where I start. inside the rooms. Where time is not the same, minutes stretch for hours. Another day goes by, another day of looking at the sky. When the day has gone, the evening breeze arrives.
Not happier, but it's upbeat at least. This is called Yesterday I Was So In Love.
Yesterday I was so in love with you, now I'm okay. Yesterday I was ready to die for you, now that's passed away. Oh, I wish I'd stayed home, left well enough alone. Now I got mixed up with you, you dropped me without grace, such a slap in the face. Yesterday I was so in love with you, now I'm okay. Yesterday I was so in love with you, now I'm okay. Say I thought the world of you, but you made me feel small. Now I'm belittled and blue. All my hopes up on high, I never had it so bad. Now those hopes drag me down, and I need to climb back. Where do I begin? Where the heart is dark as sin. What have you done to me? The thoughts you put into my head would scare the dead. Yesterday I was so in love with you, now I'm okay. Yesterday I was so in love with you, now I'm okay. Mm-hmm.
one. Right, so this is the halfway point song now. This song
is my political song.
Ooh.
Sorry, political song. They're all political. Let's be fair, they're all political. Who was it? Booker T and the MGs. Booker T was saying all songs are political. They're all about increasing joy. Not when I sing them, but there you go. So this song is, this song, there were some stops in this song. I let you know it's finished. There's nothing worse than going, oh yeah, oh no, it's not finished. So I'll let you know this. So this song is called Burn It Down and Start Again.
Conference season's come around, polluting all the seaside towns. A week of weirdos, wants and apparatchiks. While internet side wars are fought, the culture of the country's bought with whiskey, wine and sausages on sticks. With well-rehearsed words from the stage, our working families are praised with people who never were today. Every party all the same, burn it down and start again. The establishment will never ever change. Pull down empires, kill the kings, give us back our dignity. Burn it down and start over again. Burn it down and start over again. The culture of the corporate press pervert their purpose to protect the public from corruption by corrupting. While whistling schoolboys dense as gold use futures that their parents stole from other children to do nothing. Their gene pool is a gene puddle, their contribution is sod all, the parasitic produce of the powers. Everybody all the same, burn it down and start again. The establishment will never ever change. Pull down empires, kill the kings, give us back our dignity. Burn it down and start over again. Burn it down and start over again. Every awful rumour that you ever heard is true. They all knew about it, but they kept it quiet from you. Everything is rotten, the whole country's corrupt. The only thing that's left we can rely on is us. While above pubs the acronyms of every alphabet and wing are talking, talking, talking to themselves. One day they'll act, just not tonight, cause if they acted then they might be forced to find out if they've souls to sell. Far better to do nothing than far easier just to pretend, far easier to write another song. Yes, I know one just the same, burn it down and start again. Writing songs will never change a thing. Pull down empires, kill the kings, give me back my dignity. Burn it down and start over again. Burn it down and start over again.
Hark, what is that sound I hear? I believe it is the establishment quaking. This is a poem I wrote in a bid to become. It's not a poem on the album, but I don't know what the chords are because I found the album. So this is called Hills and Hollows. We call them the Hills and Hollows, but they are mountain ranges to us. When you come from a land as flat as a fens, a hill's anything above sea level. Curb vertigo. Hill starts on a bridge, waiting for trains at Tallington, a footpath by a bridge. Some yearn for cliffs and valleys or landmarks miles high. But I love a land where the spirit's level and the skyline's full of sky. On the road from deep into Glinton, the steeples and trees and the dykes pass by along the horizon in a beautiful, orderly line. On the train into Peterborough, my heart soars at Stevenage. As the land lies low, in my soul I know it doesn't get bigger than this. Some yearn for hill, cliffs and valleys or landmarks miles high. But I love a land where the spirit's level and the skyline is full of sky. So that's very good from Peter. So this next one is also based on a series of photographs I saw of Peter in the 1980s. And it's just the idea that there's this brilliant pictures of Peter in the 80s, and everything's like it says in this song, and it contrasted to me rather strongly with the image that we get these days of the 1980s that's propagated by GITS. Actually, explain this any further, that would be wrong, I think, because it's basically in the song words. Right? So this song is called The 1980s How It Was. Everything is broken, smoke and litter everywhere. Everyone looks poorly and no one has washed their hair. Everybody's either really young or really old. Everyone is wrapped up for the cold. This is the 1980s, how it was. But it's not the version we are shown, because history's rewritten by the people who did best from it. They reinforce the bits they liked and then erase the rest of it. The clips on my TV are not the real 80s. Where are all the sports cars, all the shoulder pads and cash? Where are royal weddings and the children waving flags? Where's all the glamour? Where's Duran Duran? Where's champagne and leg warmers? The 18 Alpha and Wham? All the decadence and wealth must be somewhere else. Cause history's rewritten by the people who did best from it. They reinforced the bits they liked and then erased the rest of it. The pictures that you treat are not the real 80s. I could not pick up MTV or do the Rubik's Cube. I spent my life revising for exams I never use. But the main thing I remember is being really bored and knowing I was bound to die in a nuclear war. This is the 1980s, how it was. But it's not the story Tories tell, because history's rewritten by the people who did best from it. They reinforce the bits they liked and then erase the rest of it. The features of BuzzFeed are not the real 80s. Club Tropicana's closed, the Blitz Club's boarded up. They've all gone to the Falklands with the money and the drugs. And I am left to wonder, as the smell of hairspray fades, what story will the future one day say about today?
See, now normally you come back on and say the name of the act.
I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sam J. Hibbert!
Band that I would go all the way to Sheffield to see. I don't have people to hear. They have an album out which I've been listening to all week. It's bloody great. It'd probably be spoiled slightly by me singing along with all the songs.
It's enhanced.
We say that. So please welcome. So everybody, right? So I'll edit that bit out when we do the podcast. So now, if you know, just laugh now. Can everybody pretend to laugh as if I said something? It's not for the podcast. It's just my own private use. So now, please welcome the stage, Robbery.
Thank you. So I just had a look at the set list and realised this is the worst album promotional tour ever. Because only about half the songs are on our album, but anyway, the other ones are good ones, so hopefully it'll sound okay. So this is the acoustic version of this song. Our other version has a key. keyboard in it. This is a song about being a geek and how years ago, if you had gadgets and stuff, then people just laughed at you and called you a geek. Whereas now, everyone's got a gadget and a phone in their pocket and whatnot. So it's called Everyone's a Geek. You ready?
Yeah. Everyone's a geek these days.
Is what looks is waiting for my weakest.
And Val did a really bad job of holding up the words. Well, that was a trial run, and we said, if it works, we're going to show the London people.
So it was good apart from the words.
Yeah, and to be honest, everyone sang along anyway, so you don't even need the words.
It's your opportunity for...
Yeah.
Maybe you're more talented than us.
Yeah. Oh, a bit of stagecraft. Yeah. So this song is about... it sounds really naff. It's about like social media and stuff, and how like actually when you go on Facebook and Twitter and stuff, you spend all day on there, and then you come away and you actually feel a bit rubbish about yourself. But it's a fun song, and we're going to end on a positive note. So it's called More Fun Than Me, and it's our newest song. So we'll probably know it even less well than the others. But. Thank you very much for coming along anyway. We'll show you the words when you sing.
I'm bored. There's no one to play my board games. I'm drinking. Being drunk's no fun on your own. I've got 500 friends. But the one thing that I see is that you're all having more fun than me. Dave sat with a beer in the sun. He must tell the world. look at those curls. Lucy's been running tonight, has a new PB. Sam's mistakenly shared a link, it was pornography. Mike's arriving soon at St. Pancras, who wants to meet? Fiona's blogging and blogging and please go and read.
Here we go, this is the
score. I'm bored. There's no one to play my board games. I'm drinking. Being drunk's no fun on your own. I've got 500 friends, but the one thing that I see is that you're all having more fun than me. Bonus at work, yeah, she's in the money.
Hashtag life is good
and the weather is sunny. Reg's in a conference in Stoke on a very niche topic. He's posting regular updates, I might have to block him. Joe keeps pushing, her money will be very well take off. Stop. It's bringing down the government, one petition at a time. Cats put the baby to bed, now to open some wine. I'm bored, there's no one to play my board games. I'm drinking, being drunk, so fun on your own. I'm drinking, being drunk, so fun on your own. I've got 500 friends, but the one thing that I see is that you're all having more fun than me.
Totally acoustic. A wonderful night. Thanks everybody who played, and thanks everybody who came. It was really good. Our next show is on Tuesday, the 5th of July. Note, a Tuesday, not a Thursday. We've had to move it because of the football. When we've got my favourite Andy, fake Dave Green and his 80th synth sing-along, and Chris Foster, which should be a good night any night of the week. There's more details on that on www.totallyacoustic.com. Yeah, so thanks for listening to that, and we'll see you next time.